I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Mira Ford, a Pella Christian High School senior, joining us as a part of our spring sports spotlights. Mira, first of all, what was kind of your initial reaction to losing out on the soccer season and your last chance to wear an Eagles uniform?
It was really disappointing to me. It really hurt knowing about, like, I was really sad and I was really looking forward to this season. I thought the team had so much potential.
Well, and you mentioned that potential. There are eight of you that were planning to play soccer this year. How has a class, have you tried to come together after this, learning that you lose out on that chance to play together one more time? And how have you been trying to support each other?
We've been texting as a soccer group with coach and stuff and to help a bit. And I think what has kind of made me less sad about the whole thing is knowing that we'll be able to play in a tournament like in June with other Iowa schools that they just set up. So yeah, I'm excited for that.
Well, and it's crazy to think that like 5 years ago, there wasn't any soccer at Pella Christian for girls. And now the program was on the verge of maybe making it to its first state tournament. What did it mean to you to be able to play soccer knowing that there are some girls who didn't get to while they're at Pella Christian? And what did it mean to you to be a part of the program as it grew with Coach Buchheit?
It meant a lot. Like Coach Buchheit always talked about that and like reminded us of like what the program was before or like how it didn't even exist. And so like it meant a lot to me. And I think that was part of why it's so hard that it's just like not there right now.
Well, in the sports that I've covered you in, you've been with Coach Buchheit, both in cross country and here in soccer. What are the things that you've learned from him, whether it's about those sports or about other things, and how has he helped you along throughout your high school career?
Yeah, I like how Coach Buchheit, when he talks about a sport, it's like he's not just talking about a sport. Like he makes you realize that the characteristics you build on the soccer field are applicable like everywhere in life. And he's always about building the team, like building community.
So when you think back to your time with the soccer team specifically, are there any memories that kind of stick with you from your time on the team or any memorable games or anything like that?
So I think my most memorable game would be last year's second to last game. We played Holy Trinity, yeah. And the entire, or until like the very end, it was 0-0. And I scored the goal that brought us to sub-state, and it was like amazing because I don't score that often. So
Well, and take us back through that play if you remember it. What kind of led up to you having that opportunity to be able to send the team to that next round?
Yeah, so we had many close calls where like it almost went in, but so I think it was maybe 10 minutes until the end of the game, maybe even less than that, and AV Amos she got it all the way up to the post and near there, and she shot, and I think it went, I can't remember if it hit the post or if it like just went like in front of the goal, and so then I just tapped it in. So yeah.
As you think about your senior year as a whole, then first of all, what are some of the other activities or things that you kind of occupy your time with outside of soccer and sports?
I do a lot of drawing and painting. Like if I'm listening to school stuff, I just do that. I work right now. So I work at Dutch Meadows and I garden there and weed and stuff. And so, yeah, I just love being outside. So that's more so what I do.
Well, and when you think about your overall experience, then, you know, what are the things that you're going to be taking with you as you move on from what you've learned, maybe not just in soccer, but in some of those other activities from Pella Christian as you kind of move on? What do you think you're going to take away most?
Probably the community. I think how like you have to get to know the people around you to like succeed or to be happy and with what you do.
And what is next for you after high school?
So right now I'm planning on doing online school to get a horticulture degree. And I know I'll do more after that. I just don't know what else right now.
Awesome. And in terms of horticulture, is it just, like you said, outdoors, kind of that passion? Is that where that's kind of taking you?
Yeah. And I like eating my veggies, so.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time, Mira. Thank you for joining us here on the Spring Sports Spotlight on KRLS.
Yep. Thank you for having me.